A topic discussed in several talks at the conference was public health interventions, the related challenges and approaches that have shown promising results. Paul Sasher is a senior research fellow at University College London, an honorary principal dietitian at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children in London, and research director of the MEND project. There's a clear need for interventions that are clinically effective, feasible, and commercially viable. Paul describes how the MEND initiative fulfills these criteria.
MEND is a multi-component, family-based child weight management program that's delivered in local communities to families in order to address behaviours that are associated with obesity. It's been designed specifically for children who are already overweight or obese or at risk of becoming overweight or obese. So it's multi-component. It includes nutrition, physical activity, and behaviour change, all delivered in a way that's engaging, practical, and fun in order to help families to make sustainable lifestyle changes to improve the whole family's health. What's really positive about MEND is that the real-world evaluations have shown very similar reductions in BMI compared to the randomized control trial when delivered to many thousands of families. Also, MEND in the UK has shown that MEND works for all demographics, all ethnic groups and social classes, producing significant BMI reductions and therefore does not widen health inequalities, which is obviously a crucial element for scaling up a public health intervention.
What is it that makes MEND an effective intervention?
One of the reasons why MEND has been so successful is that we've really brought together experts from the worlds of academia, clinical practice, commercial sector, really looking at how we can both develop clinically effective programs that can be delivered at scale using some of the tools from sort of large-scale rollouts of cars and other manufacturing industries, and also ensuring that programs are financially sustainable. And in order to achieve impact, you really need to integrate the components of clinical, operational, and commercial in order to achieve impact. And I think that's one of the fundamental reasons why MEND has been able to develop not only effective programs, but to operationalize them at scale and also to generate revenue in order to provide the programs free to families. Because to date, no family has ever paid to attend one of our programs, because we know that for many families who need these programs most, are often the families that can least afford to pay for it.
How are you evaluating the impact of MEND, and what are the results so far?
MEND has been evaluated using a range of methodologies, including randomized control trials, feasibilities, pilots, longitudinal evaluations, system dynamics, cost-effective analysis, population-level evaluations, and scale-up and spread studies. And all of these different types of evaluations have really contributed to us developing a much better understanding of how to deliver clinically effective programs at scale in local communities in international and very diverse settings. The holy grail of weight management is we know we can get children, adults to lose weight, but it's about keeping the weight off or maintaining a healthy lifestyle for life. And the evaluation we've just concluded has shown that in 55% of children, 2.5 years post-intervention, have still reduced their BMI Z-score, which is obviously a very significant finding and which shows that these types of interventions can have long-lasting effects.
Do you have any advice for future interventions?
First of all, what I would say to anyone embarking in this field is really to think about the longer-term vision for their intervention, to think about what happens when your grant funding runs out, how is your program going to be commercially sustainable, and to really start to think about how you can standardize it so that other people can deliver it. Because if it's just one program being delivered in one place by one person, although that may be useful to you in your clinical practice, unfortunately, due to the scale of the problem, we need interventions that can be rolled out on an industrial scale. And that's really what we've tried to do with MEND. So looking at the long-term vision, I think, is key when you're starting out in this field.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.